Thanks for downloading this podcast. I'm Kelly Beatty of Sky and Telescope magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of the stars and planets you'll see overhead in March. One great thing about this month is that the northern hemisphere is starting to thaw out from winter, so the nights aren't nearly so cold, and yet the dazzling winter stars are still overhead. When I hear March, I automatically think equinox, which marks the start of spring in the northern hemisphere and autumn in the southern hemisphere. This year, that moment occurs on the 20th at 12:15 p.m. Eastern Time. By then, those of us in the U.S. and Canada will have been on daylight time for more than a week, beginning on March 11th. But our European friends wait to begin their summertime until the 25th. And in Mexico, the switch doesn't occur until April 1st. This must be a tough time of year to set up airline schedules. Anyway, no matter what the clock shows, a stunning array awaits you overhead once the sun sets. Start by finding a spot with a completely clear view toward the western horizon. Note where the sun sets, and then look just above that spot 20 or 30 minutes later. If the sky is clear, you should glimpse Venus lurking low in the twilight. Mercury is just above it, especially close on the first few days of March. Now, they'll both be low down and challenging to spot. But with each passing day, they'll be a little higher up. You should be able to spot them both pretty easily by mid-month. That's when Mercury will set about 1.5 hours after sunset. That's its best evening showing of the year. Right after that, the little planet starts to drop lower, but Venus continues to climb. As the twilight fades, turn left, away from the sunset point, until you're looking south. There, in the deepening blue, you'll find the first star of the evening. Brilliant Sirius, the dog star. How early in twilight can you pick it up? Anytime during the first days of March, make a note of the horizon point directly below this beacon at 8 p.m. That's very nearly due south. Sirius is the brightest star in the entire sky by a large margin, aside from our own sun, of course, in part because it's a close neighbor in space, just 8.5 light years away. Sirius is the real star of the winter season, but you can see it throughout much of the year if you know when to look. Sometime in August, it first becomes visible low in the east shortly before dawn. 5,000 years ago, because of the wobble in Earth's spin axis, this first pre-dawn appearance occurred in late June, and ancient Egyptians knew that the first glimpse of Sirius came just before the annual flooding of the Nile River. So they worshipped the star as the spirit of the river. Apparently, they were also the first to depict the star as a dog. In more recent times, sky watchers realized that the dog star rises and sets with the sun during late July, an arrangement in the sky known as a conjunction. Some cultures believed that the heat from Sirius, combined with the heat of the sun, created the hot and sultry weather that often comes in late summer. So they named this period of time, from 20 days before the conjunction to 20 days afterward, the dog days. And today we still refer to this sticky weather as the dog days of summer. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's stick with March for now. As dusk deepens, look to the upper right of Sirius to spot the mighty constellation Orion the Hunter. Its two brightest stars are white Rigel, which marks Orion's lower right foot, and orange-red Betelgeuse, his upper left armpit. These are the 7th and 10th brightest stars in the night sky. Midway between them, look for the 3-star row marking Orion's belt. Once you've located Betelgeuse, look to its left for the bright star Procyon, which places 8th on the brightness list. These two stars, together with Sirius, form a big equilateral triangle, known as the winter triangle to sky watchers. Let your eyes drift leftward and toward the eastern horizon. In the hours after sunset, there you'll find the constellation Leo, the lion. The lion's alpha star, Regulus, sits at the bottom of a backward question mark that stretches toward upper left. Can you see it? That's the lion's head and mane. His hindquarters and tail are marked by a triangle of medium-bright stars to the lower left of Regulus. At this time of year, I think of Leo rising up in the east as a harbinger of spring, just like Orion's climb a few months ago told me winter was coming. Look between Regulus and Procyon, and higher up, to locate a pair of bright stars stacked vertically and just a few degrees apart. These are creamy-colored Pollux and icy-white Castor. the twins of Gemini. They're similar in brightness, so to tell which one is which, just remember that Pollux, with a P, is the one closer to Procyon. The rest of Gemini's twin bodies stretch out to the right, toward west. Since you and Orion are old friends by now, I'd like you to make a special effort to view the Mighty Hunter sometime between March 8th and 17th. That's when thousands of sky watchers around the world will be using Orion's stars to gauge how much light pollution they've got. It's quick, easy, and fun. No telescope or special equipment is needed. Just go to the website globeatnight.org. Download the handy star charts there, match your view to the charts, and log in to record your observation. If your sky is especially dark and free of light pollution, or if you can get someplace where it is, you can also look for a treat called the zodiacal light. This is a diffuse cone of soft light that tapers as it extends upward and to the left from the western horizon after twilight ends. Zodiacal light is sunlight reflecting off countless particles of dust left behind by comets and asteroids that are concentrated along the plane of Earth's orbit. March is a good time to look because the cone of light stands most upright. You'll want to look when there's no interference from moonlight, so try this during the middle of March. I can hear you asking, okay, Kelly, so where are all the other planets? Well, once Mercury and Venus sink from view, you're going to have to be patient. Stay up until midnight, and you can catch Jupiter just as it's rising over the eastern horizon. Or get up well before the sun, around 5 a.m. in early March and 6 a.m. after daylight time kicks in, and look south. You'll see four bright lights, more or less in a horizontal line. Jupiter is on the far right. To its left, progressively farther east, are the bright star Antares, then Mars, then Saturn. A thinning moon marches past them on the mornings of the 7th through the 11th. If you want more sky watching tips, check out our official website, skyandtelescope.com. Next month, I'll talk about some carnivores that are stalking upward in the eastern sky. Until then, I wish you clear skies.